Kevin McCullough Radio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, we've got a lot to get to today. We'll go overseas and check in on some of our Secretary of State's doings in the Middle East. Also, Lou Dobbs, Governor David Patterson, Carol Markowitz, and Ari Zolden all straight ahead as well. It's a big, big Breaking News Tuesday. Keep it right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we got a lot to get to today. It's going to be a busy day, and we're going to keep it moving. Mayor David Dinkins died last night at the age of 93. He is often remembered, at least in conversations, with an era of the city's history that was not particularly favorable. In fact, you hear a lot of comparisons between the Dinkins administration and the de Blasio administration. We will speak with former Democratic Governor David Patterson in hour two and talk with him about the reality of that and see if he doesn't have some insight on that. Also coming up, Lou Dobbs from the Fox Business Channel. He had Mayor Giuliani on his show last night. And if you understand where the mayor is coming from, he certainly has not backed down from this. But I want to ask Lou Dobbs, the seasoned news guy, if he felt like Mayor Giuliani was just pulling his leg. We'll get to that at the top of the next hour as well. Carol Markowitz is still very, very peeved about the school situation. It's very difficult for parents of New York City public school kids, and she is picking up their cause. And, of course, Ari Zolden will be with us to talk technology news today. In my next segment, Brooke Goldstein will be back with us. She is the head of the Lawfare Project, which is examining how the people and nation of Israel are being treated around the world. Secretary of State Pompeo has been in the Middle East for the last number of days, even weeks, doing some really good stuff. What is happening there, even as America is continuing to wrestle with the counting of the vote and what's happening here, etc. If you were paying attention last night, the GSA was given permission by the Trump administration to begin the transfer authorization for use that a Biden administration may need to get caught up on national security things and other things. This as the states are beginning to certify the election in different places around the country. But as we mentioned, Mayor Giuliani is still pushing forward on what he says are up to maybe six different states lawsuits that seek to highlight some constitutional violations of the president and of his supporters in the election of November 3rd. And he, just programming note, by the way, will join me on our sister station later this afternoon at 5 p.m. You may have checked out the newest broadcast over there, 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, called Swimming with the Shark. Mark Garber Esquire is the host of that. I get to sit in the co-pilot chair with him there. But Mayor Giuliani is going to join us directly to discuss some of those matters. So be sure to check that out. Now, back to the election certification issue. I was reading, as I often am, at about 4 o'clock this morning. And I was going through the different reports that are in the news feeds and what's happening. And yesterday, of course, the state of Michigan decided to go ahead and certify their vote count. Now, this is an interesting dilemma for those of us that pay attention to these kind of minutia political things from time to time, because the canvas of the Michigan counties is basically the all the counties reporting where their votes went and who they accounted for. And as they were going through the count, they certified the count yesterday in the state of Michigan. And in that certification, Wayne County, which is the county that governs the Detroit municipal area, certified its election and said that all of their votes, went into the big count. Now, why that's interesting is this. Last week, there was a major dispute on the Wayne County Certification Board of Elections. They were arguing, two Democrats, two Republicans, were arguing about whether or not they should certify the county's votes. And when the Republicans said that they weren't comfortable yet certifying the votes because there was a problem, the two Democrats on that certification board of elections got very, very angry. In fact, they doxed the Republicans and said where their kids went to school and so forth. The reason that the Republicans were hesitant was because they said there were 70% of the vote within Wayne County that was unverified. And the Democrat went so far as to say that not only was 70% unverified, but it was unverifiable. In other words, they didn't have signatures and things that could match to see if it, for instance, was in fact lawful. The challenge there became very quickly that if you certify a countywide vote with as many votes as what Wayne County has with the city of Detroit within its barriers, you're talking about a massive number of votes that you can't verify as legitimate votes. 70% of the vote in that county unverified. So when they turned in their verifications, their certifications yesterday, and they were certified by the end of the day and turned in the official Michigan vote count, Biden's entire margin of victory in the state was less than the amount of those uncertified, unverified ballots in Wayne County. Kind of understand why the president is still kind of wondering what happened in Michigan on election night when hundreds of thousands of votes were counted without electoral supervision. It's a fair question to ask. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Brooke Goldstein joins me next.
You don't need a crystal ball to know change is on the way. Not only is it an election year, but Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac also say they will tack on a 0.5% fee to their loans beginning in December. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. And with so many things up in the air, the time to act is now. Interest rates remain low, but for how long?
Come and get your loan, Fellowship Home Loans.
Some of the lowest rates in history could end soon. Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. And let's talk about some options.
Some simple info will get you started on saving. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283.
Don't put this off and find yourself on the wrong side of history.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Come and get your loan. Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Hey, church family. Is your pastor a fabulous preacher? WMCA wants to know, what are you going to buy your pastor for Christmas? How about the WMCA Gospel Gift of Gab? An opportunity to put your pastor's holiday message on WMCA radio. Evangelize to the tri-state and give a unique Christmas gift. Call Donna at 212-857-9635 to purchase WMCA's Gospel Gift of Gab for your pastor. And get your time slot on AM 570 The Mission WMCA. 212-857-9635.
Everywhere I go, I say use it all. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
If it it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough on a busy Tuesday. Yet to come, Lou Dobbs, Governor David Patterson, Carol Markowitz from The Post, Ari Zoldan, and of course, we'll always end with my daily final thought, that all before we're done. But my next guest joins me, and she hasn't been with us for a while, and I'm always glad to have her on. She's the Executive Director of the Lawfare Project, which if you are not familiar with, we'll get you up to speed on that. She's also a human rights attorney. She's been a filmmaker. She's author of Lawfare, The War Against Free Speech. And the Lawfare Project, the passion project of hers, is actively chasing down issues of fairness and justice where they are being where people are being mistreated, particularly for exercising their Jewish faith. And they have got attorneys on every continent chasing down cases in just about every corner of the globe. She's a busy, busy professional person, but she's also a great mom. And she rejoins us today from her home office. Brooke Goldstein, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, as always.
Let's talk about what's going on right now with the state of Israel, because as my listeners know, it's a passion of mine. I want to see Israel thrive and survive. There is rumor that the Saudis may be willing to jump in and do what these other three states have done. In fact, there may be Mr. Netanyahu and Mr. Pompeo working on that as we speak. But what does it look like from where you sit that Israel has been able to navigate now what may be up to three or four, I guess they call them peace agreements. I don't know that that's fully what they are. They're more like agreements to work together. But, Brooke, that's got to mean something good to the region, not just Israel, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting. I think it teaches us a couple of things. First, I want to echo what you just said. It's not just a peace agreement. It's an agreement to work together. It's economic cooperation. And I think anyone who is a student of history understands that in order for there to be peace, besides obviously educating towards peace, you have to have codependency. And this is really what will guarantee a peaceful future, not handshakes and different accords or even the creation of a so-called Palestinian Islamic State, but economic interdependence between different peoples and different countries, I think, is what will really be a guarantor for a brighter future, because you don't want to go to war. You don't want to create conflict with someone that you depend on economically. And it also obviously forges partnerships, real partnerships between human beings, you know, cross-cultural partnerships where they have to work together. And ultimately, it's about getting food on your table. I also think it really contradicts the narrative that we've been hearing time and time again from the foreign policy so-called experts that a creation of another Islamic state in a sea of failed Islamic dictatorships is some sort of solution, the so-called two-state solution, create a Palestinian Islamic State as a precondition for peace. This is absolutely false, and we've been lied to over and over again. Peace is possible without the Jewish people having to cede their historic homeland. And I would also argue, Kevin, the opposite of true, the creation of a militarized state run by Islamic terrorists and a theocracy would be a disaster. It would create more conflict and war. And finally, the third point, I believe, is the shared notion that Iran really is the greatest threat right now to the world, if not to the Middle East. And it has forged relationships, economic partnerships and security partnerships between Israel and her neighbors.
Well, and that, to be candid, is the thing that worries me the most, particularly if Joe Biden is seated as president. You know, he and President Obama had a very pro-Iranian stance in their former foreign policy, and President Trump has obviously reversed that in a significant way. But this is kind of cool. Secretary Pompeo was just there, and the Trump administration seems to be going a little bit further than what they're required to. They're actually encouraging things like Israeli goods that are made in the settlements to also be labeled products of Israel. And this is going to open them up to a, you know, larger economic opportunity in a lot of different ways. But I remember my first trip to Israel, my most meaningful time was getting to have lunch with Donnie Dayon in the settlements and having lunch at one of the wineries that were, you know, was historically doing great work there. And to see that like come full fruition now and to be, you know, fully labeled products of Israel, that's a really cool thing.
Yeah, it's excellent that now the United States customs policy really is rooted in fact, not in fiction. And right. What it requires is, you know, the absence of discrimination, which is really U.S. policy to discriminate against Jewish people living in Judea and Samaria. Israeli citizens who were Jewish had their labels targeted, and they were not allowed to label if they were going to import into the United States as made in Israel, which is really the fact on the ground. It was a discriminatory policy, and I'm happy to see now that Pompeo not only reversed it, but as you alluded to, did so in a visit where he went to Sagot Winery, which is a client of the Lawfare Project, who we've supported and worked with in their quest to end the discrimination, the commercial discrimination against Jewish made goods in terms of labeling.
Right.
It's a very welcome development. And also his statement where he articulated very clearly that the boycott, divestment, sanctions movement is indeed a form of Jew hatred.
Okay, Brooke, on that note, let me take a very brief break, and then let's come back for just four more minutes, because I want to get some greater detail on that, because the anti-Jewish sentiment, I think, is at higher places than it's ever been in Europe and in America since maybe World War II era. Let's talk about that as we continue. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Parents, let's be honest. Many high school and college age kids seem to have little direction these days. That might be true for your son or daughter. They spend a lot of time gaming, hanging with friends, but nothing seems to lead them on a path to adulthood. You may want them to go to a four-year university, but nah, their grades just don't warrant it. Their lack of passion and direction makes you wonder if a four-year university would even be a wise investment. Here's a better route to consider. The Full Stack Software Development Program from Steve Wozniak. Available through SalemCareerHub.com. They'll learn real-life work skills that are marketable and in high demand right now. And at SalemCareerHub.com, you can sign up for these courses at 50% off their regular price. Talk it over with your kids and get them out of the basement. They're probably as anxious as you are to move forward and just need a little push. The place to start? SalemCareerHub.com. You can also call 866-711-6275. 866-711-6275. Or SalemCareerHub.com. Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com, tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Okay, just a final few minutes in the first hour today, and so grateful to have Brooke Goldstein back with us from the Lawfare Project. They do an amazing work in helping in these very delicate matters of things like the boycott, divest, sanction movement that has been become very, very popular, particularly with the American political left. But they are also pro-Israel and just kind of unapologetically seeking to have justice done in international courts where oftentimes discrimination occurs. And Brooke Goldstein is their executive director and doing a great job. You mentioned a term, Brooke, just before the break that I don't think a lot of Americans hear on a regular basis, but the phrase Jew hatred is something that is coming back into the kind of consciousness of the American political scene and certainly for the far left scene in Europe and on the American continent in more extreme regions. And I'm just curious, Brooke, where we stand right now in 2020, what's your greatest concern looking at the days, weeks, years that we have in front of us?
Well, to be honest, my greatest concern is the health of this great democracy and the health of other Western democracies as well, because what we've seen historically is you can measure the well-being of any country and predict what it's going to look like in the near future based on whether or not there's Jew hatred. If there's Jew hatred rising, if there's a rise in anti-Semitism and attacks against the Jewish population, it doesn't look good for the future. It's an unhealthy democracy. And that's what we're seeing right now. Those have always been signs of impending doom and things to come, because it just starts with the Jews, number one. Number two, I want to emphasize there's a new grassroots civil rights movement called End Jew Hatred, which is a coalition of several voices, which is growing exponentially, literally every week. It's amazing. And it's a collective recognizing by not just the Jewish community, recognition by the Jewish community, but also our friends, that the Jewish community is the oldest minority community in the world. It is the most persecuted minority community. Jew hatred is indeed rising. It's something we should all be concerned with. And it should be something that is finally socially unacceptable. We have an opportunity right now with the minority rights movement. And if any minority should be included, it is the Jewish community. So I urge everyone to go to endjewhatred.com if they're interested in joining this grassroots civil rights movement.
Well, and I would like to ask all of my evangelical friends that have the same passion and love for the Jewish people and for the land of Israel to do this specifically. Go there. In fact, I just, while Brooke was talking about it, I just went on Twitter and followed their Twitter account as well. Do that. Join the fight. Let's protect our friends together. On that note, Brooke, we're out of time, and I want you to come back on a more regular basis because I want to stay more up to speed on what the Lawfare Project is doing. But you are doing great work, and we're grateful for your time today.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And if you want to know more information, it is thelawfareproject.org, thelawfareproject.org, and you can follow Brooke on Twitter, but you can also follow the Lawfare Project at Lawfare Project. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
On our Technology Tuesday segment, would you eat a steak that was printed by a 3D printer? It's a thing now. Ari Zolden will be here to talk technology. Carol Markowitz from The Post going after Governor Cuomo. David Patterson remembers Mayor Dinkins. But we start with Lou Dobbs from the Fox Business Network. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough, and it's right now.
Binge thinking. Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody.
That's earlier today. That's a guardedly guarded President Trump in his comments as the markets hit 30,000 today. What a big threshold to get through. And I don't think anybody thought that we were going to be in this kind of shape this many months after the worst portion of the pandemic. I would certainly be interested in knowing if my next guest did. He is the anchor at the Fox Business Network of Lou Dobbs Tonight. Does a great job. You hear him on many of these very same radio stations doing the daily Business Minute from the Fox Business Network as well. But Lou Dobbs, also author of The Trump Century, his latest best-selling book. And Lou, it's great to have you back with us at Kevin McCullough. What did you make of the president's demeanor when he made that announcement as the Dow Jones tricked up today?
No, I think your word guarded was exactly correct. He was obviously thrilled to see that 30,000 level broken, as we all know. He has paid great attention to what the market does. And to see the just about $15 trillion that's been added since he was elected is a real statement. What will be interesting now is what does this market do between now and January 20th as we learn exactly what is going to be, who will be the president of the United States for the next 4 years.
Let's jump to that. You had a big blockbuster interview with Rudy Giuliani last night. Of course, you've had Sidney Powell on your show several times in recent weeks.
Right. You'll be with us tonight, by the way.
You tried to get the mayor to give you a little insight on the parting of the ways. Lou, you've known some of these people a long time. What do you make of Giuliani's demeanor? Is he really fighting this, or does he believe that that they've passed a point of no return and it's not going to be ultimately winnable for the president?
Well, I think, first of all, Rudy Giuliani is the ultimate fighter. And as a prosecutor, as the mayor, America's mayor,
right.
He has shown that throughout. And he has been on this president's side as no other senior advisor has,
That's
in
true.
My opinion, because he's been in combat fighting for him all the way, and he's doing precisely that now. And I really, I cheer him and I applaud him for his commitment. Unlike so many who have been around this president, he has not wavered even once.
In the path that he laid out on your show last night, he said they have four cases going forward, four suits going forward, and another couple that he's believing will be added maybe by the end of this week. How do these differ from your understanding from what Sidney Powell is doing in terms of her work? Because she's to the left's consternation when they saw the sort of the public divorce over the weekend. The left, like they rubbed their hands together and licked their lips. I don't know if that was the wise thing to do on their part.
I don't know if it's a wise thing, but it's also their nature. These are vicious creatures of the night and creatures of hate. Often lick their chops, no matter the event. This is, I think, it's an interesting departure because it's clear that Giuliani wants to focus on the mail-in ballots and the fraud that's taken place there. And she wants to focus on Dominion software, Smartmatic, and the software used by various voting companies over the years, and the fraud that's been perpetrated by her claims, in a tremendous number of states.
Yeah. Well, I was speaking with friends last night, and the way I tried to describe it to them was to say, you know, Giuliani's working, I think, on a little bit tighter timeline. His goal is to get the election settled properly. I'm not sure that Sydney is willing to chain her process to that timeline. And I think that if even if Biden gets seated, I think that Sydney is the kind of person that's going to be going after this as long as it is necessary to find the evildoers and to expose them. And Lou, if it's what we kind of got from her over the weekend, and you'll find out more about this when she's with you tonight, there may be Republicans going down in this as well.
Absolutely. This is, think about this. We don't even know. And Kevin, I think you and I would agree that you and I give great care to all of the topics that we take on. We know a subject inside and out, and as do so many of our counterparts. But not a single person in this country, and I don't care who it is, knows who the ownership of these three major voting companies are. Think about that.
Yeah.
We don't know the ownership of these companies. We don't know which companies have servers where. We know there are claims, but we don't know it. And no election official sees those servers. No election official knows where they are. There are claims, but there is no real knowledge. This is, it's unbelievable. I was dealing with this story 15 years ago, following September 11th. In 2007 or 8, it looked to me as though this thing had been resolved in favor of a paper trail. And then they made a little left turn. And I have to tell you, I'm embarrassed to say I quit following it because I thought it was a solved problem. I really did. And I'm embarrassed to say that. But we were watching it very carefully. And then when I thought it was solved, they went back to electronic voting.
I think that at the end of the day, Lou, and we're speaking with Lou Dobbs, the great anchor on the Fox Business Network, 5, 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern every night. I think that the real challenge here is that you have a lot of anomalies that just cannot be explained. All the bellwether counties went for Trump, and nobody's ever lost the presidency and won all the bellwether counties. You have something as marginal as that. But then you've got things like, How did all of the Trump forces win the toss-up races for the Congress and looks like they're going to retain the Senate? And supposedly Biden has the biggest win in the history of elective politics on planet Earth, and he didn't get one of those nominees across the finish line. There's just logic here, Lou, that just causes dissonance in people's brain. But then you get down to the actual videotapes of people that are watching those counts on election night, and I don't know how they overcome this, where you have some odd number, 19,312, go out of the president's column, and then 19,312 go into the vice president's column. That kind of thing demands an explanation. And if we don't get it, Lou, we'll never have another free and fair election in America again.
Well, you're exactly right. And I don't believe that the most recent poll by Politico shows just about 3/4 of all Republicans believe that this was a fraudulent election. That's not going to be dispelled by the FBI or the Justice Department because they don't have the standing, the regard, the respect of the American people. They've been as politically corrupt as any institution in the country. So who do we turn to here? We can't do it with Homeland Security. Homeland Security said there was no foreign intervention. They couldn't prove that in a million years. It's the most outrageous claim made, I think, in the last, 3 months. It's outrageous to think that we're sitting here with an important election, a critically important historical election like this, that we really have no faith in the voting system because there's no reason to have a faith in it.
Right.
There are too many known unknowns, and until we get to that, as you suggest, until we get real answers, the American people are not going to be satisfied, or at least half of them.
Read his new book, The Trump Century. It is, of course, available at your favorite bookseller. But watch him on the Fox Business Network, 5, 7, and 10 p.m. tonight. He's got Sidney Powell answering more of the most up-to-date questions. And, Lou, we will all be watching. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for the invite. Enjoy it, Kevin. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, former Governor David Patterson joins me to remember the passing of David Dinkins. Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. If you forget to take your dose one day, just double up the next day. It's simply fruits and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature is now offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. So start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure you use the discount code. The Mission.
First Lady has breast cancer and therefore must have mastectomy, shouted media about Nancy Reagan. One doctor immediately called the national news and the White House to inform that breast cancer doesn't necessarily mean mastectomy. One doctor, guess who? Dr. Lederman. In 1987 and today, experienced Dr. Lederman informs and treats women with breast cancer. At big hospitals, 97% of women had mastectomy. With Dr. Lederman, 90% of women saved their breast. To learn about all breast cancer choices, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Accepting most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid, call 212-CHOICES for our unique breast cancer booklet and DVD. To meet Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. At 38th and Broadway, thousands treated over decades, triple board certified Dr. Lederman, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Meeting new people, going on dates, I was way out of practice. Silver Singles made it easy for me to get back into dating, and it felt just right.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50.
Signing up was easy. I told them a little about me, my interests, and I started getting matches right away.
At Silver Singles, you receive daily matches you won't want to miss. Start your search today at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Hey, church family. Is your pastor a fabulous preacher? WMCA wants to know, what are you going to buy your pastor for Christmas? How about the WMCA Gospel Gift of Gab? An opportunity to put your pastor's holiday message on WMCA radio. Evangelize to the tri-state and give a unique Christmas gift. Call Donna at 212-857-9635 to purchase WMCA's Gospel Gift of Gab for your pastor. And get your time slot on AM 570 The Mission WMCA. 212-857-9635.
The WMCA November Ministry of the Month is Real Radio with Jack Hibbs.
Peter is writing to women who are now believers in the Lord Jesus Christ in first century Roman Empire, but their husbands have not yet become believers.
Listen weekday mornings at 9 this month, afternoons at 4.
I should leave them, right? Peter's saying no. be a witness to him.
And listen weekday mornings at 7 to win a gift from the ministry. Real Radio, the November Ministry of the Month on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, even though, and I'm hearing more rumors that here in New York City, Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio are going to go even further. This is the rumor I heard just moments ago off the air. They are going to close the rest of restaurants down starting on Monday. To get some instant reaction to this, someone who wrote her most recent piece in the New York Post titled "Our Hypocritical Leaders Refuse to Obey Their Own Rules" is none other than the aforementioned Carol Markowitz. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Are you hearing the same thing?
I am. I can't believe it, but I can believe it. It's unbelievable to me that we're going to keep doing something that doesn't work. But I can completely believe it because our...
Is there any rationale being offered as to why this decision is being pursued?
No, just fear, and more fear. No science, no data, just fear. And it's really wild to me that there's been so little pushback from New Yorkers. That's sort of been the worst part about this. I look at Europe and they're marching in the streets. And in the U.S., I just feel like, especially in the major cities, we've sort of rolled over and just accepted that they're going to make these insane decisions for us. They're going to destroy businesses. They're going to take away school. And we're just going to live with it. It's really hurtful and terrible.
Carol, this is a country that just supposedly elected a president who promised to do all that.
Well, that's the question, right? Is did Joe Biden promise to do that? I parsed a lot of his statements, and he really never clarified what his position was. He kept referring back to some plan that he made in February. Well, if that plan was so great, Kevin, how come the rest of the world is not implementing it?
Right.
I've written about this, where Joe Biden was completely unclear on what he would do. He kept saying he was for a national mask mandate. Then during one of the debates, he said he wasn't for a national mask mandate because that wasn't possible. Now he's back to talking about convincing governors to go for that national mask mandate. He's all over the place. And if we had a media that held him accountable, we would know what we were getting, you know, if he takes office in January. But we don't. And that's, you know, where we are as a country with a disinterested media who doesn't care about any of this and a president coming in that we don't know what he's going to do.
Well, and that is in part the larger problem, as you have identified it. The fact that the media has played such an accomplice's role in all of this. And Carol, I've never talked like this in my life. You know, we're looking for compound land in a red state somewhere where we can go start a colony. But it's surreal. You hear what they're doing with the schools, with the masks, with the shutdowns. And it's just like we can't even pretend like we're living in America anymore. This is not America.
It's depressing. It really is. The thing is, I have so much hope for America, as I obviously have talked about on your show before, but it's been a moment of what is happening. And it has been a scary time that I just don't feel like we're doing what Americans are supposed to do. And I'm worried about the future, and I'm worried about the future of the country, and I'm definitely worried about the future of New York, because I see us going down a deep, deep slide.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about schools in particular. Now, you've been on the schools case for a number of months.
Right.
Where are they at, and what are you expecting of them between now and the end of the year?
Yeah. So I've been writing about schools since May, and for a long time, and I know I've said it on this show, I felt like I was shouting into the void. I felt like nobody else was writing about it, and nobody else was talking about it. When Governor Cuomo announced his plan to have four phases, and schools were in the last phase of that plan, I was just shocked. And I thought, oh, for sure, now people are going to realize how terrible this all is. But no, nobody said anything. There were no, I just felt like there was such limited writing about it. I can name the writers, you know, that were sort of covering it. Bethany Mandel, Matt Walsh, I just think Matt Walsh. And I think that, you know, it was just a case of Donald Trump wanted to open schools, so they didn't, so the left didn't and the media didn't. And now that it's too late, now the schools have been closed because of some ridiculous benchmarks set in the summer that makes no scientific sense, now they're talking about it. Well, now it's too late. Now it is too late. And I don't know how to convey that to people, that you missed the boat on setting school policy. You missed the boat on pushing them to open schools because schools are so safe and so much safer than the regular life that we're living. And yet it's, you know, here we are and we have no school.
And the schools are safer than even the places that they were saying needed to install the new ventilation systems and so forth. I mean, it's which is crazy, because that's one of the things that the school unions were trying to fight to keep the schools closed for. Turns out schools are some of the safest places to be.
Right. Show me the European city that changed its ventilation system. Like, show me them. I feel like we're in the upside down, and it's very hard to get that point across.
Well, you're doing the very best that you can in trying to describe this, but what do you think has to happen politically? I mean, Gavin Newsom, Andrew Cuomo, Phil Murphy, these guys seem to be as insulated can be.
Right. Well, the fact that they're in safe blue states really doesn't help, obviously. But I wonder what kind of collapse needs to happen for people to realize what a terrible job they're doing. It's very hard to live in these states and to watch what they're doing and know that it really only benefits a very wealthy, small segment of the population. I call them the pajama class. The pajama class is fine. They're working at home on their laptops. They're in their pajamas. They're still getting paid every week. But all the business owners, all the people that need to work in order to get paid, they're suffering. And I don't know how much longer they can suffer and have everybody else not know this.
Well, all we ever hear about is how evil big business is. And yet when you look at the outcome of this policy, it made Amazon $70 billion more dollars. It made, eBay and Etsy and all the people that can do the stuff online.
Yeah.
It made them a ton.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, mom and pop, barbershop, hairstyle shop, drugstore, everybody else on Main Street, they're done. And
the policies make no sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, she's fighting for you, friends, and she's doing it every week in the pages of the New York Post. Carol Markowitz, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
By the way, her most recent piece, and it's well worth a read, "Our Hypocritical Leaders Refuse to Obey Their Own COVID-19 Rules." Friends, that's because they think they're better than you. That's why they do it. They don't think they have to be held accountable. Kevin McCullough coming back.
WMCA family, we invite you to listen to a new very special program called The Serengeti Moment, a weekly devotional for your mind, body, and spirit. The Serengeti Moment with Marsha Brown is brought to you by the Upper Room Ministries at the First Baptist Church of Long Branch, New Jersey. And if something from The Serengeti Moment touches your spirit, please reach out. Find them on Facebook or call them at 732-229-1453. The Serengeti Moment with Marsha Brown, Wednesday nights at 8:45 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge self-directed investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hello, friends. My name is Jason Belletta, president and CEO of Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company. My mom, Madeline, did our first radio spot on this station, WMCA, over 35 years ago. And we are so blessed to be back on the radio today. To find out how Royal Jelly from Be Alive could give you the energy, stamina, and vitality with over 185 organic compounds in our fresh, never freeze-dried royal jelly. Call us now at 1-800-543-2337. That's 1-800-543-BEES. Or visit our website at BEEALIVE.com. That's BEEALIVE.com. And use promo code WMCA to save 10%.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retired and looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate gets the job done. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, and even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties, offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-998-1100. That's 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states. Get your Tiger Lady today by going to TigerLady.com.
Tiger Lady knows it's been a tough year for everyone. So in the spirit of looking out for one another, we're making Tiger Lady even more affordable so everyone can give the gift of safety and peace of mind this holiday. Through Black Friday, use the code FRIDAY and save 40% off your entire order plus free shipping at TigerLady.com. Go to TigerLady.com and remember to use the code FRIDAY. At TigerLady.com today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I offer this fundamental pledge. I intend to be the mayor of all the people of New York.
All right. That was Mayor David Dinkins, who passed away last night at the age of 93 here in New York City. And depending on who you spend time with, you'll get a couple of different pieces of feedback about who Mayor Dinkins was. But the first thing that people of both sides of the aisle will say is that he was a wonderful, kind man. And I genuinely believe that. Never had the chance to meet the mayor myself, but I know people that did. And I thought I'd invite at least one of them to join me today. And former Governor David Patterson does join us. Governor, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you for being here.
Well, Kevin, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity to talk to a lot of people who may not have met Mayor Dinkins.
Yeah.
And may not have really heard the whole story about him. But he was a very decent person. Everybody liked him. And he was a trailblazer in a lot of ways, even compared to the other trailblazers, in that he always wanted to have a relationship with people who he may have even politically disagreed with. So back in the 60s, he was, as I remember, the first African-American who marched for Soviet Jewry back in 1967, and was one who, you know, he'd be on the board of a place that maybe sometimes it had not been equitable in terms of its service to all communities. But he thought by getting on that board, he could start to change people's minds.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'll remember him for.
Well, it's interesting because I've seen a lot of the tributes on social media over the last 24 hours, and some of our mutual friends like the Katsimatidises and others have said very glowing things about him. His mayoralty was seen as a bit less rosy by people. And I think a lot of it had to do with the problems with the city and with crime and with some of the things that he faced. To what degree, and oftentimes I know that Mayor Giuliani, who also gave him a very glowing memory on his social media today, but a lot of times when you hear the Dinkins era, when you hear that phrase, it kind of harkens back to a time that is being kind of favorably compared to the de Blasio era. And I'm just curious, Governor, you were around, you saw it all go down. What is that a fair comparison?
Well, Kevin, you know, I worked for him twice. And obviously, I was a friend of his, and his father and I were law partners. So I was basically like his nephew. I had the same name as him, and I wanted to do all the things he did.
Right.
But I think I can also speak objectively. And I would want you to know that they talk about the 80s, how terrible it was, and Times Square was a mess. And then the next thing that they do is they relate it to Mayor Dinkins. The fact is that the Mayor Dinkins, number one, was never governor, was never mayor at any point in the 80s. He started in 1990. Secondly, while there were over 2,000 deaths from homicide in the city, it continued in 1990 and 91. It went down prohibitively in 92 and 93 because of a law that Dinkins got passed called the Safe Streets, Safe City, Safe Streets Act.
Okay.
So actually, the crime was actually declining in his administration, and the death rate was over 2,000. The homicide rate was over 2,000 for 6 years before Dinkins became mayor. So obviously it was going to take a while to reverse that. The mayor at the time was Mayor Ed Koch, and he was a friend of mine too, and I'm not necessarily blaming anything on either one of them. But this total association with the discord being put on Dinkins, I thought, really hurt him personally, because he was a person that really tried to be the mayor of all the people. And of course, the other incident that he's remembered for was the horrible situation in Crown Heights. That all I think about Crown Heights is there is a such thing as a devil. The devil was in Crown Heights that night, because what basically happened was there was a car accident where a limousine hit these two African-American kids. The ambulance that the limousine called came to pick up the limousine driver. The people around it assumed that the ambulance chose the limousine driver over the two kids. That incited a riot, and during the riot, a young rabbinical student named Yanko Rosenbaum was tragically murdered, probably by someone who was acquitted. So at the time, the Jewish leaders in Crown Heights wanted a meeting with Dinkins, and interestingly enough, I always thought that Dinkins' staff told him he didn't have to do the meeting because the sort of Upper West Side Jewish leaders or Jewish political people really looked down on Crown Heights, Borough Park, Williamsburg, and the Orthodox and Hasidic communities. And by not doing that meeting, it really did not alleviate the situation, and eventually a lot of that got blamed on Dinkins and had a lot to do with his not getting reelected.
Well, it is a day in which, as I started this conversation, saying that whether you're left or right, if you see the outpouring of emotion at his passing today, he was remembered as a kind man. And David Patterson, I appreciate you helping us get some historical perspective on what his life and time were all about.
Kevin, I attended the funeral of former Governor Mario Cuomo, and I was sitting on the left of Mayor Giuliani, and Mayor Dinkins was sitting on his right. And the two of them sat at that funeral and just couldn't stop cracking jokes. I mean, not, you know, in a disrespectful way, but,
right,
you know, just the time that we had to wait to start and then when we finished. And I thought it was so sad because after the Amadou Diallo shooting, and there was, of course, a lot of discord in the city, Dinkins invited Giuliani to dinner. He thought it would be a good symbol for the city to see them breaking bread and coming back together. And unfortunately, at the time, Mayor Giuliani turned that down. So I think, in retrospect, given his tribute today and how I saw him interact with Mayor Dinkins 5 years ago at the governor's funeral, I would hope that if it happened again, he would have handled it differently.
Yeah, no, that's well said. Governor Patterson, we appreciate your insight today. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, a lot of the pains that we feel in life is due to unnecessary inflammation that you sometimes get from exercise or injury or aging. What if I could show you a way that you could reduce that unnecessary inflammation and literally get pain-free faster than you think possible? That's why I want you to try the 12-day challenge from Sweetamine. Sweetamine is that product I've been telling you about. I put it in my coffee every morning, and it increases the ability for my body to fight off the effects of unnecessary inflammation. And if you order today and use my promo code KMC, you're going to get free shipping, which means you don't pay $17.89 for your 12-day challenge. You only pay $14.95 for that 12-day challenge. And when you try the 12 or the 30-day pack, your purchase is always risk-free. So why don't you call today and get started, 845-231-4840, and use promo code KMC. That's 845-231-4840, 845-231-4840.
Hey, church family, is your pastor a fabulous preacher? WMCA wants to know, what are you going to buy your pastor for Christmas? How about the WMCA Gospel Gift of Gab, an opportunity to put your pastor's holiday message on WMCA radio, evangelize to the tri-state, and give a unique Christmas gift? Call Donna at 212-857-9635 to purchase WMCA's Gospel Gift of Gab for your pastor, and get your time slot on AM 570 The Mission WMCA. 212-857-9635.
Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Sean, I'm so glad that you listen to the show and that you enjoy what we do on 970. Tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
You know, I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, I had said to him, let me take a chance to do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall from 1 to 10, 10 being high?
10, straight across the board.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Tell them you heard Kevin McCullough talking about it. Tell them you heard Sean on Kevin McCullough's broadcast and ask for the resources, ask for the information, get yourself educated and get yourself protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, very glad to have you with us on Tuesdays. We like to turn in this portion of the broadcast and discuss the latest and greatest news that is happening in the world of technology. Now, we do this because it's very simple. Everybody uses technology. Everybody is, if you don't believe that's true, just get your relatives in your house for Thanksgiving. We've got the grandpa who came to visit, and this morning we were all huddled in the living room trying to figure out how to get each other's iPhones to find each other. And Ari Zoldan, it took us longer than it should have for four people that own iPhones to get that done, but we eventually did get it done. They were able to find each other. But all that to say, we deal with this stuff every single day of our lives.
We're doing great to be back, Kevin. How are you doing?
We're hanging in there. So I see this story today about Snapchat offering some obscene amount of money to get people to, abandon TikTok and start making their TikTok-ish-like videos on the Snapchat platform. What's going on there?
Well, yeah. If you think of the numbers, Snapchat has about 250 million active users. TikTok has about 850 million users. So TikTok is eating a very, very big piece out of Snapchat's cake. And it was never that way. Snapchat used to be the social media darling for a short time. TikTok
sure.
Came around, right, with their video platform. And they really blew the numbers out of the water. 850 million users is quite substantial.
That's crazy.
Snapchat is a bit nervous, and now they're trying to figure out how to come up with creative promotions to be able to get some of these content creators, these content influencers, back on the platform.
And on their platform, right.
On their platform, exactly. And they're calling it Snapchat Spotlight. They're offering, I think, $1 million a day to various content creators.
What do you have to do to qualify to be in the running for the 1 million per day?
You got to have great content. You have to have the right followers. And then Snapchat goes ahead and issues $1 million. It's extraordinary what's happening.
That's
right,
crazy.
And it's David and Goliath. He's got 250 million active users on Snapchat. You've got 850 million users on TikTok, and they're trying. Snapchat is doing whatever they can to try to acquire new customers, or new end users. So
yeah.
You know, it's always about the content, and you know, we always hear content is king. That's kind of part of it, but you also need the audience as well. So that's what's happening with
very
Snapchat,
very interesting. Well, for all my teenagers that want to go out and do their TikToking, go do it on Snapchat. Maybe you'll get $1 million. Who knows? Hey, there's this other story, and there's a story in the Post that I didn't really read all the way into it, but there's a now make-it-yourself steak meal kit, and we've known about the 3D printing of steaks for a while. In fact, I think I forget where I was this weekend, but I saw the whole 3D printer that prints plant-based steak, and I saw them trying to grill it on the grill and how it's made with the little streams of veggie material that goes into it. But my goodness, now they're saying that human DNA can be injected and make steak somehow. What is this?
Yeah, this is more of a study done in a laboratory. You know, the headlines were kind of cute talking about, you know, human cannibalism. But behind that, it's really about the emergence of the convergence, I should say, of 3D printing, artificial intelligence, and creating your own foods. And it's there's going to come a time where, you know, you're not going to need this stove anymore. You're not going to need the conventional. Your kitchen is going to look very, very different than it looks today.
Right.
Whereby you'll have a 3D printer food processing type of machine where you'll be able to just kind of dial up whatever you like. You know, it's almost, it's quite fascinating.
That is so crazy. And when I, and if you go on YouTube and watch the 3D steaks get made, it looks, the closest thing I can come to is like a pastry chef that's doing icing and very long strands of what, you know, would look like normally, but it's fake fat and fake meat that is made of vegetable material that then ends up, according to what the people say in the videos, it ends up tasting like steak. And Ari, I don't know, my mind is too blown to even be able to contemplate that being real at this point.
Well, you know what it's gonna turn the entire, I mean, think 10 years from now, it's gonna turn the entire food sector as we know it today completely upside down. But it's we're living in a crazy world, Kevin, and this is just the beginning.
Just the beginning. You heard it. Ari Zolden said it. Quantum Media. Ari, always appreciate the breakdown. Thank you for being here.
You bet. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, stay with us. My final thought next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now more than ever, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Strengthen your immune system today. Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. We all make choices about cutting costs, especially now. The last thing you want to cut is the things that are helping you the most. Don't cut costs on your health. Start your journey to a stronger immune system and overall better health today by calling 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special offer by using the discount code THEMISSION.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that's found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, from the stack of stuff on the big stack of stuff for the show today, there was this entry on Twitter yesterday that showed a gentleman getting arrested at a Costco in Georgia for evidently not wearing a mask or not making his son wear a mask when they were in the Costco. Now, this is interesting because yesterday, no less than twice, I had to be reminded to wear masks. I went out for the lovely bride. Her dad, grandpa, is in town. All the ankle biters are thrilled about that. But we needed some refreshment. So I went out to get some things. And as I was going into the store, I'm there looking at the wall. And I see this guy from the counter looking at me down the highway. He's like, sir, you'll have to have a mask on. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I put the thing down. I run out, get the mask, come back, finish my shopping. Fine. An hour later, I'm taking the middle ankle biter to his Taekwondo. And again, we forget to put the mask. Now, fortunately, I had an extra one in my pocket. I pulled it out. I tied the little things off so it fit on his little head with his little ears. So he's, you know, it fit just the right way. But he got the mask and he was able to go in. But the guy in Georgia evidently didn't want his son to have to wear a mask. And so now you get arrested for not wearing the mask. And by the way, the two cops that were arresting him didn't have masks on either. I don't know what the deal is, but I hashtagged it on Twitter today. Explain this, Because I need to understand what's going on there, and I don't. So please, explain this for me. Now, one other thing. In the arrest, they said that he was balking at the authorities because the guy refused to surrender his ID. He refused to say, here's my ID, when the police officer told him to. Now, think about this for a second, friend. You have to have an ID and surrender it to get arrested. I'm not making this up. In Georgia, when you get arrested, you have to surrender your ID. As a criminal, you're required to turn your ID in. Don't you think it's the least bit common sense to then require people who want to vote to also show an ID, given the fact that, I don't know, we're electing the leader of the free world? If you have to produce it when you're going to jail, shouldn't you produce it to elect that person? Friends, I don't know where the election's going to come down, but count me on Team Voter ID from now on. It's the least we can do to ensure better elections. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you next time.